The sourcing is dubious, but it looks like the admin literally threatened the Catholic Church. The Free Press documented a closed-door Pentagon meeting in which a senior Trump official lectured Pope Leo XIV's ambassador on American military supremacy. Yeah, that makes sense. The Pentagon threatened Pope Leo XIV's ambassador with the Avignon Papacy. What? We're going to set up the anti-pope? In what? Boston? What are we... What's the most Catholic city in America? What are we... Okay. God, that'd be so funny. God, I hate Protestants. You really should. You really should. I lie when I say it's just evangelicals. It's all Protestants. Martin Luther was wrong. If Martin Luther could have flashed forward into the future and see the consequences of nailing those remittances onto the door of the church, then he would not have done so. If he could flash forward and see all of those televangelist mega churches, gospel prosperity gospel bullshit, he would have recognized this future must not come to pass, like Hannibal crossing the Alps. This moment may be the most remarkable moment in the long and knotted history of the American Republic's relationship with the Catholic Church. There is no public record of any Vatican official ever taking a meeting in the Pentagon, certainly none of a senior U.S. official threatening the Vicar of Christ on Earth with the prospect of an American Babylonian captivity. This is a Catholic source, I assume? Letters from Leo? Yeah. You can tell it's Catholic because it's more literate than anything a Protestant would write. I'm sorry! I'm sorry, it's true. You read anything coming out of an evangelical source in America and it reads for like fourth graders. You read something, you read like an edict from the Catholic Church and you have to actually, yeah, no, it's true. There's a reason that the qualification for becoming a bishop involves getting a master's in divinity, and the qualification for becoming an evangelical preacher is having to have fucked at least one sister. All right? Just a higher level of educational attainment. Oh, I'm on an arc with the event. Thank God there are no evangelicals who watch me, or at least very few. Yeah, I have no idea if this sourcing is legitimate. It is funny, though, that of all places, or of all institutions, the Free Press would be the one providing the information. Letters from Leo can now independently confirm the meeting took place. Okay. America, said Colby and his colleagues to the Cardinal, has the military power to do whatever it wants in the world. The Catholic Church had better take its side. As tempers rose, one U.S. official reached for a 14th-century weapon and invoked the Avignon Papacy, the period when the French crown used military force to bend the Bishop of Rome to its will. Okay. Well, we are the Antichrist. Insane. The Pope should excommunicate every... The Pope should say every Catholic living in America has 1 year to vacate, or they will be mass excommunicated. Where'd they go? I don't know. Mexico? Italy? What do you want from me? Looking at this guy, the guy who threatened the Pope. Colby identifies as a realist, don't we all? He's Catholic? That's crazy. There are no American Catholics. How are you not getting excommunicated over this? He's a convert? Oh my God, is he a Catholic convert? That would explain it perfectly. Catholic converts are just evangelicals. Does it say he's a convert? Yeah, I don't see anything about that in his personal life. Control F, big dog. I don't like control F-ing. It's so undignified. Also, no. Oh, is this reporting? Was J.D. Vance asked about this? Hold on. That does give it a little bit more legitimacy.
Okay, X has been a buzz the last couple of days with the Free Press story saying that senior Pentagon officials in January, including Rich Colby, brought Cardinal Pierre into the Pentagon.
Brought who?
Cardinal Christophe Pierre.
Okay.
Into the Pentagon.
I haven't seen this story, unfortunately.
And essentially, the reporting by the Free Press is that they told him that the American military has a lot of might and they can do whatever they want, and the church should get on its side. Does that message sound correct to you? Is that something you would sign off on?
So, one, I with no disrespect to the Cardinal, I don't know who Cardinal Christophe Pierre is.
Okay.
Yeah, ambassador to the Holy See and the U.S.
Oh, okay. I've met him.
Before. Yeah, just the ambassador from the Vicar of Christ to the United States. The Holy See,
Sorry, I just didn't remember the name. Seen this reporting. I'd like to actually
literally the earthly envoy of the representative of God Almighty on this earth. Gotcha. No big. You know. Religion I totally believe in. I converted to it like 5 days ago, by the way. Super, super, like, committed to it.
Talk to Cardinal Christophe Pierre and, frankly, to our people to figure out what actually happened. I think it's always a bad idea to offer an opinion on stories that are unconfirmed and uncorroborated, so I'm not going to do that.
Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, my God. Jesus. I'm going to lose my goddamn mind, man. Wonder how much more reporting there is on this. Cardinal Pierre Pentagon. Well, the reporting has to have some substance to it because apparently the Pope is reconsidering a visit to the United States. Tensions have grown so severe that Pope Leo, first ever U.S.-born pontiff, refused to accept Trump's invitation to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary, the report added. Jesus Christ, man. The Pope not attending our 250th, the first U.S.-born Pope, and they're not attending our 250th national anniversary. We're gone. We're a rogue state. We're a devil state. It's fucking crazy, man. Jesus Christ. Literally. Please read the next paragraph. The report added, instead, on July 4th, 2026, the American Pope will visit Lampedusa, a tiny island in the Mediterranean that serves as a gateway for North African migrants risking everything to reach Europe. No Pope has ever been more aware of what that date means, and Leo is too deliberate to have chosen July 4th by accident. I love my woke Pope. One Vatican official put it bluntly, the Pope may well never visit the United States under this administration.